Wrangell's new fish processor had a lighter-than-expected pink season, but that turned out to have a side benefit for the city-owned cold storage plant. Lisa Fu of member station KSTK brings us up to date.
The pink salmon run in southeast Alaska has not been as strong as previously expected. Because of this, plant manager Marty Jakes says Trident had to make a decision on the best way to ship product from Wrangell.
And the best choice was to use the tramper for shipping our product. In order to do that, we've been using the cold storage to hold the product during production, and then when we have downtime, offloading to the tramper.
Jake says the original plan to transport product from Wrangell was by loading containers and then barging them.
The tramper that's here was going to work with one of our processing ships up in northern southeast, and there wasn't enough fish to keep that ship busy, so we wanted to fill the tramper instead of filling containers. That was the best choice for us this year.
The Atlantic Hope traveled through the Panama Canal from the North Atlantic before coming to Alaska. It arrived in Wrangell on August 11th with 1 million pounds of fish. Jakes hopes to put on an additional 3 million pounds. In order to not interfere with the city's travel lift operations, the tramper anchored in front of Woronofsky Island when it wasn't at the plant. As soon as Wrangell is done with the tramper, which should be this week, it'll head to China, a journey that takes 2 weeks. The product being loaded into the large vessel are frozen pinks that have been headed and gutted and put into totes. In between the plant and the tramper, Trident's been temporarily storing their product in the city-owned community cold storage. When Trident acquired the processing plant back in mid-April, the company also became anchor tenant for Wrangell's cold storage. At one point this season, Trident had half the facility filled with 1.5 million pounds of product. Jake says Trident does not know if or how long it will keep the cold storage running this fall and winter.
We didn't expect to use it this summer very much, and plans change. So this year we're learning about the plant, we're learning about Wrangell, and this fall we'll have a lot of discussions on how to go forward. But I don't know yet what our plans in the future will be.
Jake says sea level keeps some bait in the cold storage, and about a half dozen other businesses and locals are also storing items in the facility. How big a role the cold storage will play in Trident's operation is currently unknown, says Jakes.
When we took over, there was only about 200,000 pounds in the cold storage, which is a pretty small amount. It depends on how much product is going to be in there this winter, and my guess is we probably will, but we've got to sit down and look at what the costs are and how much product is in there and make a decision then.
The Wrangell cold storage first opened for business in July 2008. Trident's anchor tenant contract started April 13th of this year and, according to the city and borough of Wrangell, is effective until 2014. In Wrangell, I'm Lisa Fu.